If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
My new favourite band, that's their Christmas song, Home Alone, comma, 2-T-O-O.
Ha.
You see? So it's like double clever. That only came out, they only dropped that yesterday. Dropped it. That's brilliant. Oh, man. I am. I heard one of their songs on Six Music. It's called White Teeth or something, Teeth Whitened or something. And it was one of those songs I couldn't work out if I liked it or not. I kept thinking, oh, I think I like this. Actually, I don't think I do like it. And very rarely does a song have that kind of tussle going on, and by the end of it I thought, no, I think I loved it.
I was straight in with it. I thought it was great. There's something about family bands with sisters
voices.
Singing together is
Beach Boys, just the voices great. there's the DNA, man. There's the vocal blend. Anyway, it's the Staves. They're brilliant. I've tweeted them to see if they come on the show. I don't know if they will. I don't know. We can, but you can all tweet them at the Staves and ask them in a very polite, respectful way to come on this show, please, at the Staves. Just send them, say that yesterday we spoke about them a lot. We're going to be speaking about them all next week. God damn it! Because there was just moments in that song. First time I've heard that, by the way. I just took a punt and thought, I bet it was a joy. Hairs up on my arms and on the back of my neck. And those harmonies, man, that's intricate shiz. Balls. Right, okay.
Oh, what?
No. We had a... okay, I had an email from Denny and... we're not in trouble.
Oh.
We're not in trouble. We're in a little bit of trouble. So he's got this thing. Denny is our boss. And he's a dick. Oh, hang on. No, hang on. How do you do it? A dick.
Oh, but you've got to hide it a bit more than that.
Dick.
He's a dick.
What are you saying?
He's a dick.
You're coughing. I can't hear you.
He's a dick.
You're coughing. I can't hear you. Just try it without coughing.
I'm not saying it because you'll clip it and send it to him.
So anyway, and he's got this idea. So we're sat in the studio and Catherine is sat to the right of me and there's cameras everywhere now. There's more cameras than there are people who work at this bloody station.
Yeah.
And he's got this brilliant idea. All right, guys. I've got an idea. He's tiny. I've got an idea. Both physically and in imagination. I've got an idea. Instead of you sitting on different sides... You should sit next to each other, and then it's one shot. And we did it the other day, and Catherine.
He wants us to be like Piers and Susanna.
Catherine was on a higher chair than me, and la la la. And it was funny. It was a bit of fun. It was a bit of knockabout fun, as anybody with a sense of humour would acknowledge, right? He didn't see it as funny, and I got a very angry text.
He used to work at Talksport, let's just say.
He got a very angry text saying, "You're taking the piss out of me. You're taking the piss out of me." And we went, no, we're not. I said, do it, and you do it properly. So, could you bring in the other stool?
Yeah.
From out there, Catherine, and we'll do it. We'll do it properly.
We'll do it the way you want it.
We'll do it the way that Denny wants it. Let's get this. So we've got to sit next to each other. He reckons it'll look better. I'm not convinced. Oh. Right. Yeah, I'll take that.
Right.
You bring your microphone round.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Okay, can you squeeze in there?
Probably. Do you want your mouse? You have that.
Okay, if you sit down.
Just get my pleasure watch.
Don't worry about that. You sit down there. Okay. Okay. This is...
Oh, hang on. I need my headphones.
Here we go. This is our boss's idea to do this. What a visionary he is. What's a sat next... Sit next to each other. Sit next to each other. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
You can give us a call, 0344 499 1000. Yay is the phone number. I didn't really like it the other day. I think I prefer it like this.
My eye line leaves much to be desired.
I think...
No!
No, I'm just getting comfy because it's...
You're manspreading.
Not manspreading.
I feel like I'm caged by your crotch.
Don't be so obscene.
Well, I am. You're obscene. I'm the one that's right level with it.
I'm enjoying this. I think this actually... I can see the show working like this.
I can see a bit too much of your show.
Steady. Okay. Well, let's crack on with the calls. 03-44-499-1000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. The Late Night Alternative. Can I ask you a question, dear listener? Does it sound different if we're sat like this, or do you get the same kind of vibe? Because I think this could work. I think this has got what it takes to make great radio.
I just liked it the way it was.
And also great online visual content. Because let's be honest, radio isn't really about listening to something in a little box in the bed anymore or when you're in the car. It's about short 2-minute video clips on social media. That's what radio is all about. So I think this is a great idea, Denny. I'm sorry for taking the mick out of you. I'm sorry we didn't do it properly last time.
Jim Mouse.
Okay. So 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very welcome.
Could you...
Sorry?
If you let one go?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Got a problem with that?
Yeah, I have a bit, yeah.
That's rude.
It is.
Of you. Let's go to the ads, I think.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
You're listening to The Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
And that's me, Catherine Boyle.
We've got a new seating position, which actually I quite like. I would like to officially apologise to my boss, Denny Morris. And Denny is short for mocking him for his suggestion of us sitting next to each other. I think this works.
Well, you would think it works. I'm directly next to your backside, which has been ripe recently, especially with the vegetarian
since
thing.
Becoming a vegetarian, only on weekdays... I have got a little bit fruity in the tooty.
Less fruity, more eggy.
Is little Richard still alive? He is, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is.
He is alive, isn't he? Because he's been, like, ill for years. Okay, that's the end of that conversation.
Why did you think of him?
Because of fruity tooty.
Oh, of course.
Let's go to Neil. Good evening, Neil.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Hello.
Neil. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
High five me, brother.
Yeah, you got it, Lee.
Yes. I can't reach the dump button.
Long
time
listener.
Sorry.
Long time
listener. First time caller. Neil is on the show. He is in his car. We are wondering where he's going to go. Is he going home? Is he going to work? Is he seeing a lover behind his wife? Back, we don't know.
He's going back to Bedford after long work.
After long work!
Long work, the worst work.
Neil is going back. Look out, Bedford! Neil's had long work, he's coming back!
I have work. Hey, listen, I've got a story about Little Richard. So, you did just talk about Little Richard, right?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come on.
Come on, mate! Come on, you absolute winkers.
Stinky bum, we called you.
I'll show you a stinky bum.
Don't, please don't.
Hey, listen, my son is 1 year, 1.5 years old.
Well, then act like a responsible parent. Shame on you. He looks up to you for some reason. So start pulling your weight, man.
No, he's learned how to say a few words. He can say stinky bamba.
Hey, that is great. That is good dadding. I did. I made a joke for my children today. They said, I can't remember how we got onto the conversation, right? But one of them said, could someone have a swear word in their name?
Mm.
And I said, yes. I went to school with a guy called Colin Crap, right?
Never though, did you?
No, of course I didn't. Just lying. They were in hysterics, right? They were in hysterics. And I said, yeah. I also went to school with a guy called Stevie SH1T, and I said the S word to them. And it's the first time I've said the S word. Where's he gone?
He's disgusted.
Neil, get back here! Get back here right now, Neil!
You and your long work.
I'm telling you a good story. Anyway, I swore at my kids tonight and they found it hilarious. That's the kind of dad I am. Did some terrible dadding yesterday. The worst kind. So we're playing Roblox, right? And in one of the games, someone's put this character, Momo, long hair, sort of looks down. And I went, oh, I know who Momo is. Hang on a minute. Where have you been, Neil?
Dude, I don't know what happened there. So tell me, you said I want a new swear word. Go.
Who is this guy? Who is this chancer? What is he talking about? Want a new swear word?
How long was your work, Neil?
Long work.
Sorry?
You did long work. It seems like it's been a...
Listen to the podcast, brother, because I told a brilliant story and you bailed out halfway through.
No way! Where?
This is the podcast, this call. So listen to the podcast.
Dude, I listen to the podcast every single time.
Stalker.
Explains it.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
And you've had one of my best friends on your podcast, Pete Heat. He's one of the best magicians in the world.
He's a lousy magician. We only get him in because when he goes, we're laughing at how lousy that guy's jokes and tricks are. He sucks.
You're lying.
I am lying. Awesome. Pete Heat we're big fans of Pete Heat, and he was so good with my kids when my kids came in, and my eldest was trying to learn a few card tricks. And Pete is just, I think his act is unique, and I've seen a load of magicians. I've never seen anyone as good and as slick as him in a non-slick way.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I couldn't agree more.
Are you a magician?
Yes.
Do a trick then. Go on.
On the radio?
Yeah, go on, if you think you're so good.
All right, I don't think I'm so good, but I will do a trick on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, but you've got to focus.
I'll focus.
You start playing your little music that you do.
I'm not playing anything. I can't reach the music. It's too far away. I'm focused.
Okay. Everyone listening, and Catherine and Ian.
Six.
Number six. Oh, shut up!
Sorry.
That's what I was going to do!
Was it the number six?
Whoa!
No.
Did you dump me?
Yes, Neil. That's a yellow card. Stroppy magician. I like it. It's a twist. I've not seen this act before. He's a sweary stroppy magician.
Sorry.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP, better than eating a kangaroo's...
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Okay, okay. Let's do this. Don't say it out loud or it's not a trick.
Number okay? six.
In your mind.
Yep.
Think. Everyone think of a number between 1 and 10. But don't say it.
All right.
Okay. Take that number and in your mind, times it by the number 9 in your mind.
What's 7 times 9?
Don't say that out loud!
Ah!
Okay, now you've got...
Hang on, did you say between 1 and 10?
Yes, sir.
Including 1 and 10?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, now, you've times that by 9.
Yes.
So you probably have got a 2-digit number or 1-digit number in your head, whatever. Say you've got a 2-digit number.
Whatever.
I want you all... to add those 2 digits of that number together. In your mind, don't say it.
Well, is this a trick or a maths lesson? Are you tricking me into doing maths?
No, just do it.
Okay.
And you'll like it, okay?
Not a add lot. Those
two, not a lot. It's just some donkey dudes. You've done that, added those 2 digits together. Now you're left with a new number, and this is your final task.
Have you got Pete Heath's wait. Number?
Take care.
Look out, Bedford, he's had long work.
Hey, you're the worst audience in the world.
You're the worst magician in the world.
I'm trying to remember the number. Everyone shush.
Shush.
That is going on my flyer. So you've added the 2 digits together.
Hang on, when you say you've had long work, do you just mean you went and did some magic? Oh,
some math.
Absolute chancer.
Sums he's done all day.
Yeah, he's a math teacher.
All right.
He teaches 8-year-olds maths.
Do you know what, Ian?
Yes?
We're going to... You don't need to thump fudge this trick. Let me just tell you a story, all right?
No, it's
much better. Whoa. No, I remembered the number.
You
let's see this
no,
through.
No, sir. Okay, you don't get to
Ian,
choose to bail
Ian,
out of a
it,
trick.
Zip it. Catherine.
Yes.
That number that you've added the 2 digits together.
Yes.
That number you've left with, take yes. away 5. That's... Okay? Take away 5 from that number, okay?
Right.
Now, that number you've got in your head, don't forget it. The last number you've got in your head, don't forget it. If A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way down the alphabet, get a letter for the number that you were left with at the end, yeah?
No.
Sorry? What do you mean no?
No.
Well, I've got a minus number.
Well, you can't have a minus number. You should have the number 4, you then pick D, you then pick Denmark.
I think I've done it wrong.
Have I got it right, Denmark?
Yeah, you have.
Of course you got it wrong. You can't have a minus number.
Minus number?
Neil, the only reason I know that trick is because I heard a brilliant documentary on 4Extra about 3 weeks ago where it was about maths and magic. And they did it, and Denmark is the answer.
Well, listen. I wouldn't like to take away Pete's gig, but if you, one day I'd love to meet. Actually, do you know what? I have met you.
Whoa! This guy is a criminal. He's a sex criminal.
Listen to this, right? I wonder if you remember me. You probably don't. But way, way, way long ago.
Did you sell me drugs in the 90s?
No.
Okay.
I used to live in Crouch End, and I used to be a member of Holmes Place, as it was once called.
Oh, yeah, that became Virgin Active. Yes.
And
I saw Michael McIntyre in there once, and he spoke to me, and he told me the BBC had told him he had to lose weight. I bet they're not telling him now.
Not anymore. Well, I'm getting off track. I went in there and was in the changing room. I'm telling you, on radio. I was in the changing room.
Have you seen Ian's privates?
No.
I saw Simon Pegg's.
Well,
I spoke to Simon
nearly,
Pegg's
very
a-hole
nearly.
In there.
You nearly saw your old chap.
I'll show it to you now if you want.
No.
Little tutti frutti. Listen, I was in the changing rooms and I went to... Do you remember, Ian? Do you remember there was that little sauna in there?
Oh, yeah, there was. There was that little room, yeah.
yet, so I went in there, and you were sitting in there, all on your own, with your little towel around you. And
nothing was
I double took, because that was when you were on LBC, and I was listening to you then, and I was like, oh, is it? And I even made such an idiot of myself. And I said to you, because at the time I had sort
I'm
going to
cut this person off in a minute. This guy disgusts me.
Are you really? Okay.
Now go on, get to the point, you weirdo!
I said, one of these days.
Sorry, I just leant on Kath's chair. Sorry, I didn't realise it went back. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Carry on!
Oh, I just met you in the sauna.
There was opposite. Did I say anything to you?
Yes, you did. I said, oh, mate, I would love to get on the radio. And you said, make me a cassette tape and I'll give it to the people. And I never did.
Yeah, well, then that's your fault. Because we were actually looking for a new undiscovered talent then. And they would have given it to you. Instead, they gave it to James O'Brien. So you snooze, you lose.
James O'Brien rocks. I love him. Really,
there used to be a really nice little cafe opposite Holmes Place called like Hot Jam or Red Pepper Jelly.
Red Pepper Jelly.
And yep, one of the Segway sisters used to work in there. So that was a great little cafe.
Wasn't that Kirsty?
Is she one of the Segway sisters?
No, I know who it was. It was Carrie Marks.
That's a man, isn't it?
His wife or ex-wife? I don't know.
We're going.
Anyway, whatever. Oi. I love your show. And you know what? You know what prompted me to call?
The fact that you're high on drugs?
Nothing to say, clearly.
Yes.
But I was just listening.
Hello?
We'll never know.
He's disappeared.
Oh, there he is.
Now we can't hear you!
Say again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah? I prompted to call. I didn't really have anything to say, obviously.
We noticed.
But I was listening to your podcast, and the advert at the beginning for Beer 52 or whatever that is, Craft 52.
Yes.
That is wicked advert.
We're not allowed to talk about the adverts, you absolute prune. No wonder you didn't make it in radio. Neil, nice to talk to you, man. Thank you so much. Give us a call again. Enjoy Bedford. Bedford, look out. He had long, hard work. What did he say?
Long work.
Work long and prosper. God, thank you, Neil. I enjoyed that.
That guy lives near me and my children.
He lived near me before I had children. It's a coincidence. Yes. Speaking of coincidences. Hello, Nige. Hello, it's Nigel.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire here.
But I thought you were Irish, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Scottish. Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, not Irish. No, I'm not Irish.
Okay.
That's not a usual voice for Mrs. Doubtfire, isn't it?
It's hello, dearie.
Hello, dearie. And Mrs. Doubtfire, I've never seen the movie, but to sound like this, I believe.
I sound more like Monty Python, don't I, than anything?
You sound exactly like Monty. I've never heard such a good impression of Monty Python in my life.
Monty would be happy.
The one where the man did, hello, I would like some shopping today. What was his name who did that? Peter, wasn't it? Peter one.
Peter.
The one
called Peter Python.
The one called Peter.
Peter Python picked a pebble penis.
I can't remember his name.
Peter Python picked a pebble
anyway,
penis.
Anyway, Ian.
Yes?
I rung up to tell you, I've just seen Miley Cyrus on the Graham Norton show promoting her new album.
I've just seen Miley Cyrus in the Greyhound pub.
Is it a record? Does he record
the
show?
They record it probably the day before, yeah.
Yeah. I happen to have it on. I don't have him on very often. I don't have Graham Norton very often.
No. You tend to have it off.
Neither does he have me. Anyway, enough from the jokes.
Oh, I didn't know we'd started the jokes.
No, you know what? I was being a bit rude there, wasn't
okay.
I? Him having me and me having him, you know.
Sexual intercourse.
I was joking.
Right, enough of the doing it jokes.
So, anyway, I enjoy it. She looks fabulous, Miley does. I've just tweeted her sister to watch the show.
Did you have a little loosening of the belt?
Oh, stop it.
No, I didn't, because I was listening to her singing.
Okay.
Anyway, she looked lovely anyway.
Have you had any more talcum powder massages from the lady who lives in the tent?
That's to come over Christmas. That's to come.
Christmas
she came to visit me tonight, but she didn't give me a massage. She only popped in and out.
She's too busy getting evaluations for all your property.
Yeah, she just popped in and out. That's another joke. Yeah.
No. Doesn't quite make sense.
No.
Unless.
Well,
she told Ian.
Hello.
She told me she was bisexual.
Well, she has to pay for it. There's a joke. That's a joke. She has to buy it. Just to pay for it. It's slightly offensive and bisexual phobic, but.
So I've just tweeted. No, I've just tweeted.
Nigel's likely to have. Potentially, is in a situation to have a three-way gangbang.
Who is?
For me,
Miley Cyrus.
This is outrageous scenes.
Miley Cyrus and Ian and me.
Yeah. Oh God.
and Catherine.
No, I'm all right. I'll hold your coat.
What? Could you massage my back for me, Catherine?
Yes, with my foot.
I'll tell you what she's going to massage.
The dick. Whoa, don't.
Sorry?
Because he'll think you mean it. Dirty pervert.
Exactly.
Even the Queen likes a bum.
When can we start the Christmas songs, Ian?
Now,
one,
I suppose.
A two. No, a one, two, three.
Do hey. My, ding dong merrily on high. In heaven, Nigel singing. He's just seen a spaceman in the sky with a big fat face, and he was singing. La di da 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 di da.
That's one I don't know.
Oh.
But the chestnuts roasting on an open. I'd rather start next week if I could. On Monday. Start Monday.
All right, Monday. Monday it's the Nigel from Maidstone Christmas song countdown.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
By the way, you just reminded me. Mm. We are not in on Tuesday.
No.
Oh. So are you in on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, can I do
and we're in on Thursday.
And we're in on Friday.
And then we're in on the
And then we'll be in Monday? A Saturday, probably in the new year, to make up for us not being in on Tuesday. They're doing a Brexit vote special and they
assuming it happens.
Well, yeah, they said to us, do you want to do it? We went, not really. Might as well get a grown up in to do it. So we won't be in Tuesday, but we will be doing a live Saturday night show in January probably.
Christmas Eve. Mate. Are you on Christmas Eve evening?
Of course not, mate. No.
Oh.
Christmas Eve? Are you nuts?
Well, New Year's Eve. Are you doing any of that?
Yes, we are. New Year's Eve special, yes.
So that till 1 o'clock?
I don't know. I at the moment, I'm guessing it's 10 till 1, but I think it was 10 till 1 last year. But the year
I'll be able to ring in and do a song then, you know, for New Year's Eve.
That's ages away, mate. You can't do a Christmas song on New Year's.
No, or something anyway. I've just bought a Susan Boyle album.
Why?
Susan Boyle. Well, to see if there's any songs on there I can sing along with her. You know, Susan Boyle, because you don't hear much of her. She had a good voice. So there are some Christmas songs on this album, so I've got yet to have a look at it. I've just got it today.
All right, well, that's really interesting. Thank you.
I'll do one of those over Christmas. It's got some Christmassy songs.
Hang on, let me play this. Someone just said, someone just sent me this. It's Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Yeah.
But, hang on a minute.
I'm trying
but
to all find the lyrics.
Shush, please, cut. But all the lyrics are you hanging up your stocking on the wall? Let's try it. Okay, let's see if this works. Let's try some. Here we
go. Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall?
Oh, it's lower.
Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall? Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall? Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall? Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall?
Loud for the neighbours. I couldn't shout that out because of the neighbours.
Well played, though. That was great.
Yeah, it's a remake of it.
No, it's the original. That's the original.
Didn't know though they were the words.
Yeah. It's that thing. Until you analyse the lyrics, you don't really realise what the lyrics are.
That's the first time I really heard that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call, Nigel.
I can do you a Christmas song now if you want.
Yeah, don't worry. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio. There's your video. It ends there. Nigel, we go back to you. We'd love to have a Christmas song. Of course we would.
Yes.
Away you go.
Well, can I do the Miley Cyrus one? I Miss You instead.
No, you said no. You said a Christmas song.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'll sing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire then, if everyone's listening properly. Okay.
Are you listening properly, everyone?
Year, is it?
Sorry?
First one of the year, this will be, will it?
What do you mean the first one what?
The first Christmas song on your radio for
we
this
just...
year.
We just...
Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll do this best I can. Okay. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose and Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up as Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe help to make the seasons bright. And tiny tops with their eyes all aglow helping to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Nige.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye-bye. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.